It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same health benefits of one Super Beta Prostate. Try it risk-free for 30 days and give your prostate the nutrition it needs. For a risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848. With Super Beta Prostate, you get results or you get your money back. Call 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
It was December the 6th, 1983. I was doing time for armed robbery. Four in the morning, I was sitting in my cell. I heard a whistle blow, then I heard somebody yell.
There's a riot going on.
Back to the hour of Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. Today is Sunday, hard to believe, May 11th, 2008. Where does the time go? So we're here talking to Gayleen, who's a mentor out in California who's attended a number of the Law Merchant retreats. I'm flattered that you would come back again, Gayleen. How are your own situations going? I know you had a pretty complex scenario involving your parents ongoing.
Yeah. You know, it's progressing nicely. Of course, there's no solutions just yet, but I will tell you, it's quite interesting conversations with attorneys, knowing what I know about BIC and Strawman and things like that. You know, sometimes you put the brakes on what you're saying and you just listen, and sometimes you put out food for thought, of course. And the thing I am most impressed with in my own progress, you know, as I mentioned to you briefly in the email, I was just real impressed that I've learned this enough to know exactly what that reporter didn't see and what those attorneys didn't see in the same article you and I read from the Ocala, Florida newspaper.
Yeah, were you the one who sent that email over to me, that report over?
Yes. It was actually sent to me by a member of the group that's on the email list that was there a couple of weeks ago, and I've gotten on his email list, and he sends me all kinds of interesting things about the economy, this and that, and this happened to be one of them. And I actually assumed you had received it, but I sent it to a few people thinking, maybe you got it, maybe you didn't, but this is certainly worth a read.
Yeah, no, I found it very amusing, very enjoyable. We'll see who these parties are. I don't know if they're operating under an alias or under their own name. Lord bless them either way, and see if they can have an effect in the case. Without the principal's participation, it's going to be very difficult, to say the least. But they might be able to throw a little bit of sand between the gears. So,
well, my thinking on that one is, if Wesley Snipes obtained Eddie Kane, he knew something and was convinced very strongly of this, I am sure. He wouldn't have put anything on the line if he wasn't totally convinced about this. So he has got to hear. There's no way he hasn't heard about this. If you and I have heard about this, there's no way he hasn't heard about this. I would imagine the intellect that he has, he'll be doing some investigating and may not be a non-participant.
He may not, but being in a celebrity situation with an awful lot to lose and the like, he faces some very difficult decisions, and clearly in going with the attorneys he had made them. Anyway, we're heading to break. Gayleen, thank you very much for joining us. I appreciate you spending the time here. Folks, we'll be back. We'll be back in 2 minutes.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Do you want to know right now how you can drive around using water as fuel and laugh at rising gas costs? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has all the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. Gas Freedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses a little electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns beautifully and provides tons of energy, while the end product is just water. Visit GasFreedom.info now to learn more. In just 10 minutes, you will discover exactly how this is possible.
This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know.
Go to gasfreedom.info to learn how very easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. Go to gasfreedom.info for this special offer. Turn any car into a hybrid for $300. Use the passcode RBN and receive $49 off. That's gasfreedom.info or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. 239-628-3708.
Pain. It's a warning signal to the body, the same as that warning buzzer is to your car. They both are signals that you have trouble that needs attention. Cutting the wire to the warning sound sure doesn't fix the problem of the car, and taking a pill to numb the brain to kill the pain sure doesn't fix the problem of the body either. If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired all the time, try Lee's Fountain of Youth. Be clean, healthy, happy, and young. Call 740-783-0021 today. The Lord didn't make the body to have pain. That is just a warning signal to get your attention that the body has a problem and you need to fix it, not take a pill to numb the brain. Lee's Fountain of Youth works with Mother Nature to clean the body and jumpstart your circulation to heal your cells. The Fountain of Youth is the only thing in the world with the same universal electrical energy as the body, and just 2 hours in the fountain will pull the heavy metal toxins out. Visit Lee'sFountainOfYouth.com or call to ask about your free visit to Lee's Fountain of Youth, 740-783-0021. That's 740-783-0021.
Welcome back, my friends. Listening to Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. Just to wrap up on the 1099A method, first of all, it's had very good success in the limited number of cases that it's been used in securing refunds on mortgages. In those cases, by the way, I believe just the 1099 OID was used and not a 1099A. Well, that's interesting because that then reduces it to the same method that we were using, I would say back in 2005 or so. I remember speaking on that publicly myself. In fact, I may have spoken on the air about it as well, in which we spoke about listing the straw party as the recipient and the bank as the payer of the funds. What we were not doing was attaching copy C to a 1040 at the end of the year. That was a missing link. But in those cases, which I guess you could call the 1099A method, even though an A is not used, but that's the way it's being done by the fellows who devised the 1099A method. In those cases, they have had refunds in, I think, 6 out of 6 cases. Now, there have been many refunds in ZYA as well, and on both sides, there have been some astronomical refunds where you're looking at mortgages up in the high six figures, where the face value of the contract has been refunded. So we know all of these are getting very, very close scrutiny by IRS, and the reason the refunds are going through is because that 1099 OID is nothing more than evidence of the, I hate to use this word, but I will, the existence of the prepaid account. It's evidence of this peculiar structure, just like that church I mentioned. According to the state of New York, you don't exist. The church association exists, but the state can't see it. The state can only see the incorporated side or the 501c3 side if, in fact, a church has been unwise enough as to move itself into that morass of confusion. And, in fact, if more churches realized after they've incorporated that their church association private side still exists, they would still then be able to entertain political discourse at the pulpit and other non-501c3 approved actions simply by virtue of making a public declaration that this is being undertaken by the church association. It has nothing to do with the church corporation. Well, the same thing is true here with these 1099 methods. All they're doing, regardless of how you fill them out, all they're doing by some of the nuances of how you fill them out is providing notice to IRS that there is a living man that is acting through its transmitting utility vessel, Mr. Reporter, for the purpose of seeking a return of the funds that were previously paid in, since the account was already prepaid. So it makes good sense to me, based upon what I understand about how this world works, and of course should not be used or even thought about or considered by anyone who doesn't have that belief system. This is really about you folks, not about me. You doing your own research. Now, I can already see the phones ringing off the cradle and the emails that are arriving saying, oh my goodness, I put everything in for 2004, 5, 6, and 7 according to the ZYA method. What do I do now? How do I reverse it? You don't. If you read the ZYA method and it made complete sense to you, then I would suggest that there's no need to change what you're doing. I wouldn't change what I was doing, and I've done a lot of it. And I wouldn't change it because I believed at the time that that was the correct way, and I still believe it. I agree with practically everything in the ZYA notes, and I agree with everything in the 1099A method. Even though the 1099 OID in both of those methods is filled out in an almost antithetical manner. And that's because I know who I am and I understand the different sub-philosophies of how those forms are being submitted. So I would simply take up a position to enforce my filings. And that's the important part, is knowing how to get on the telephone and say, I want my refund. Knowing how to, if necessary, seek out assistance in the form of the TIGTA or the congressman or the tax advocate or some other methods that we've been cultivating that we reviewed at the Law Merchant Retreat. Methods that are designed to shift the liability to those parties that would impede one's access to one's own credit. And that's a burgeoning area of technology that's expanding even as we speak, and new ideas occur every time I get in a discussion about them, and we're finding many different ways, especially with the creative thinkers that I met with at the retreat, of enforcing our contracts using their procedures and their officers to do our bidding for us. And that's why I said at the beginning of last week's program and in the email that we sent out in advance of that program that I am pleased that our relationship with IRS has changed for so many patriots. And in time, I hope most of the community will come to see them for what they are, just hardworking men and women who are charged with the task of collecting the tax. That's simply up to us to identify who is holding the tax, who is holding the fund. I believe that with all of my heart. I believe that that's why they exist, to collect the taxes. I believe when I'm provided wages by a company, that is not a taxable event. Heck, their own code says that wages are remuneration paid to an employee, a government employee. It's right in their own code, and I believe them. But I don't argue the point. I simply acknowledge that and how I would fill out my papers. In fact, as someone pointed out to me this week, probably the correct way for a corporation to enter wages on its books would be as a loan from the so-called employee, because they're using the employee's credit for a tax deduction. They're using the employee's labor to build this or build that, something the company couldn't do itself, to sell to somebody else. And they're paying them with a piece of paper. So all of these tax documents reflect that. That's why the W-2C correction is being done by so many people, to correct that fact and make that not be the taxable event. The taxable event is everything else. And most of it is taxable back to the party that's impeding the credit, with a return of that taxation to the party that provided the credit. And once you have that understanding, it's a very simple system to place into effect. And once it makes all kinds of common sense, you might wish to abandon any anger you have at IRS, despite any controversies you may have had, and understand that they're there to enforce that system, to collect the tax from the party that's holding it. Wow, what would you have to pay to hire a collection agency to do that? IRS will do it for free. That said, we're going to go to the phones in a few minutes, but before we do, a very interesting email came in. I get this kind of stuff all the time. This was from a Bob Hurt, who has a whole bunch of websites here. I think he claims to have lawmen-subscribe@googlegroups.com. I guess it's a lawmen group of some sort. And bobhurt.blogspot.com. Anyway, here's what he said. It was really fascinating. More and more doublespeak by Sam Below. Someone's apparently sent him a transcript from last week's program. I'm surprised anyone could write a transcript from last week's program. I was unintelligible. But there are people out there who transcribe the program, and sometimes they find their way to me, and many times they don't. I probably have fewer transcripts than anyone else out there. But anyway, he was delivered one, and it had a whole bunch of information about some of the CDs we offer and that kind of stuff, but no one really has to put that in. If you wanted to do a transcript and have the information passed around as to what we spoke about, I think that's a very valuable service, but you don't have to pitch any products or do anything like that. I'm just pleased that people have the interest in the program to transcribe and send it on to prisoners and other parties in need. More and more double talk by Sam Below, failing adequately to explain his viewpoints, and worst of all, Sam, a well-educated educator, I don't know that I'm an educator, folks, should know that you proceed general to specific, giving people the big picture first. All right, so that's a good starting point. We'll pick that up when we return. We'll read this briefly, and then we'll go to the phone.
B It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural wound care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores, also called bed sores. The Healing Formula was developed by a home caregiver with over 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including organic aloe vera gel and 35% hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, decreasing pain, while promoting healing. The Healing Formula has also proved effective in other areas, such as abrasions, cuts, burns, and rashes. There are over 6,000 peer-published documents on the ingredients in this healing bed sore formula, with not one adverse reaction reported when used properly. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee. If you are not completely satisfied, we offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, nurses, and anyone with a non-healing wound. Please visit our website at healingformula.com or call 800-357-2944. That's 800-357-2944.
Why should we fire Congress? Because they use the Constitution of the United States as a scrap of paper. They swear an oath to follow it, and then they reject it. That was their employment document. They haven't followed it. Congressmen, senators, you're fired.
Washington, you're fired!
I think it's the next freedom to fascism.
Washington, You're Fired was born out of sheer frustration with abuses in our current political system, and it gives a voice to Americans across the country. Washington, You're Fired examines constitutional issues as they relate to the Katrina disaster, the president's illegal spy program, NSA data mining, FISA's secret court, the illegal wiretapping of millions of Americans, and the last 7 years of terror-related spy bills, how they affect you, and what you can do about it. Washington, You're Fired captures the spirit and zest of an old-fashioned Boston Tea Party. Kem Williams describes the film as a rabble-rousing call to arms. We invite you to make the change with us. Help take back our government now. Go to TakeBackWashington.com and get the video tools you need for the information war. We have a plan to take back our government. Please visit TakeBackWashington.com.
Welcome back, my friends. Welcome back. So I was reading you from a flattering email by this Bob Hurt of LawmenGoogleGroups.com. And I guess he's a litigator because he's got a litigation dictionary that was being hawked in the email. Anyway, he says, more double talk from Sam below, and he's referring to a transcript of last week's program. Without the big picture, people don't know what he's talking about. He, meaning me, fails utterly to give people any web reference where people can learn the basics, and he fails to tell the listener that he intends this message only for those who have read and understand that information. I guess he wants a disclaimer at the beginning of each program. But I sort of get the feeling that Mr. Hurt walked in 2 hours into War and Peace and may not be aware that we've been on the air since February of 2006 talking about BIC, and I certainly understand his shock to walk in the middle of an ongoing discussion, but I'll ask his forgiveness that I don't take the first hour of every program and revert to the basic explanations for a conversation that's going on a year and a half at this time. So I suggest he might want to go back in the archives and do a little listening if he has any interest in it at all. And he says, I've highlighted in yellow the stuff I don't understand. We'll get to that in a minute. Maybe you can point me to the background data. Without it, Sam's presentation seems, this is a nice list, arrogant, pedantic, annoying. Heck, I don't think Mr. Hurt wrote this. I think this was written by my wife And then he says, sad to say, after I spent so much time analyzing it and formulating my questions and comments about it, worthless. So now I'm convinced this was written by my wife. And he goes on to say that he, Sam never, that's in uppercase letters, fully explains the principles underlying the methods he promotes. He's probably right about that. You can't get all the details, and this is, after all, radio. It's not USC or UCLA. And then he says, but he could change his mind if he received a proper explanation from Sam about this method and BIC and so on, which he declares is all over the net. I don't want to search all over the net, he says. I want a simple, concise explanation with proper references to source materials and law sites. Well, folks, I guess all of that speaks for itself. Then if I find it credible, I'll promote his methods. But, Mr. Hurt, you don't really have to promote my methods. That's perfectly all right. I understand. I have an understanding, I think, of your position here. And if I don't, you go on to explain it with your comments on the transcript. So I said in the program, let's see if we can move. Here's a transcript from last week's program. Let's see if we can move on to the 1099 OID method or the so-called ZYA method. The ZYA method, almost all of you have been exposed to. And if not, just put those words into Google, and I'm sure you can find the notes on that that somebody prepared. It's everywhere. And it stands for Zero Your Account. It focuses on the use of a 1099 OID form to identify the amount of the original issue discount. In other words, the amount that they paid to produce the item or to offer the contract over their cost, the cost of the funds they borrowed to produce it. And Mr. Hurt's comment is, huh? Sounds like baloney to me. No explanation of discount of money borrowed. Who borrowed money for what? I don't get it. And I agree, Mr. Hurt, you don't. Then I go on in the transcript to say it's also been used to identify the amount of tax that has been withheld on that transaction, which would be equal to the original issue discount. Huh? What tax withheld? What discount? On what borrowed money? And I can presume by that Mr. Hurt has never heard of HGR 192 or the recall of all of his family's gold or the terming of him as a tenant on the deed to his own land. He's probably never heard of the straw man to this degree and so on. You know, it's almost like watching someone awaken from a coma, folks. And anybody ever see that movie Awakening? That's sort of the feeling I had when I read this. And then I went on to give a little description of the 1099 OID. Box 1 and Box 4 on the ZYA method are filled with the same amount. That amount might be the face value of a mortgage contract. It might be the payments that have been made on a mortgage contract, if one has been so ill-advised as to make those things. You see, when you sign the mortgage, when you sign the promissory note and execute the mortgage, they then take possession of the note and hang on to it instead of requesting the note back to complete the circuit. Anyway, he goes on to say, huh? That's one of his favorite words. He says, huh? Abandon a note? Bail? Fugitive funds? Where did this theory originate, and what legal or commercial principles underpin it? Normally, You issue a promise to pay, then you pay according to the promise using the only U.S. authorized legal tender available. Shocking, isn't it, folks? I guess he hasn't figured out that legal U.S. tender says, note right on the face, and that you can't pay anything. And finally, I said in the transcript, so folks, we were talking about the ZYA process and we're looking at a 1099 form. And he said, his comment is, no idea what ZYA means. Clearly, that's true. To say, absolutely no clue what this means. What issue? Issuance of what? What discount? I don't get this at all. Makes no sense. Folks, the final comments when we return, and then we'll go to the phones and move on to 1099, OID, the ZYA way, all of which Mr. Hurt doesn't understand, and I welcome him to contact me for a greater understanding. Don't go away.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Hey everybody, this is James Martinez from the Cashflow Show. I want to ask you one question and one question only. You're ready to change your life. Now, as you begin to think about that question, how many of you are swimming in credit card debt, tired of credit cards controlling your life, behind on your payments, struggling to make ends meet, all that, worried about your financial well-being? You're going to end that now. Enough is enough. This is hot. Are you ready to feel good now? That's right. Call our toll-free number and listen to our 12-minute overview. It explains who we are and what we do to end your credit card debt. Leave your name and number after the message and do it today. Call 888-213-7655. That's 888-213-7655. Freedom is a phone call away. Away. A way for you to feel good now. 888-213-7655. 888-213-7655.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
All right, this is the last half hour of the program. My voice looks like it's going to make it. So just to wrap up on this email, Mr. Hertz says, "I don't get this at all. Makes no sense. What does face value of mortgage or payment on mortgage have to do with anything?" Boy, that's a hard question to answer, isn't it? You know, I don't mean to be flip about this, and I'm reading this because I get emails like this all the time, but this one happens to come from someone who has a website. Let's see here. It is http://bobhurt.com/lawdonation.htm. Law donation. Oh, my. It says, please donate. Excuse me. It says, please donate to my law studies scholarship fund. Folks, I think if ever you were looking for a worthy donation, this is it. I think I'm going to send a donation in to Mr. Hurt because his law studies probably at this point should be expanded a little bit to include what is almost all quote-unquote law, but all statutes and bills in this country, commerce. And I certainly don't mean to be flip. If I've been sarcastic or derogatory at all, I apologize. It's a very big temptation. You know, I never met a straight man I didn't like, and this is a very hard one to ignore. He's probably a very nice guy, but this particular email is such a good example of, with my apologies, Mr. Hurt, intellectual laziness, which leads to almost a shameless level of arrogance that I could not ignore going into it. It's certainly, everybody should have an opinion, everybody's entitled to their opinion. But the expectation that you tune in the middle of a radio program and get a complete education, the expectation that you would walk into hospital grand rounds, never having gone to medical school, and start berating the doctors for not taking you through basic anatomy, histology, biochemistry, and embryology, is just ludicrous. It shows almost psychosis. You almost want to sit down and give the guy some Halcyon, knock him out, and then start prescribing psychotics, or at least sit him down and ask him our favorite judge question, sir, do you have a history of mental illness? And see if he condemns himself. Anyway, all kidding aside and sarcasm aside, Mr. Hurt, if you'd like some answers about this, we have 150 hours of archives on this network alone for our program. You might go back to last February and just find out a little bit about BIC and what we've done. And when you say we haven't brought forth any successes, my goodness, we've spoken about dozens and dozens of them on the air. There are hundreds and hundreds of liens that have disappeared and been withdrawn and cases that have been resolved and criminal cases that have never gone to trial or trials have been ignored and the people are walking around to this day. So at least do a little bit of research before you hold yourself out to a bunch of other people at a Yahoo group and claim to be a mentor to them about things you don't understand. And we are happy to increase that understanding for you if you'd like to seek out the knowledge. A couple of other quick announcements. Remember, if you need a competent commercial notary, you can usually find one at Notary Depot, NotaryDepot, at hush.com. And if you need a real high-quality mentor, someone we had talk at the last Law Merchant Leadership Retreat, there's a fine group for that, and they especially focus in on foreclosure situations and tax remedies and educational resources to help you bring your knowledge up. And that is BIC Study Club, BIC Study Club, all one word, at msn.com. Finally, any donations to Eddie Kahn and his wife should be made and care of. You can make out the money orders to Cookie Kahn, KOOKIEKAHN, at a new address. It is P.O. Box 27, Tim Nath. T-I-M as in Mary, N as in Nathan, A-T-H. T-I-M-N-A-T-H, Colorado, 80547. And we are trying to arrange a seminar for Keith Livingway sometime over the summer. Keith, I forgot Keith's middle name. My apologies, folks. But you'll find that seminar fascinating, I'm sure, in the Albany area. I won't be affiliated with it, but I'm going to help grease the wheels of that particular machine. Anyway, Dean in North Carolina, welcome to the program. Thanks for being patient.
Thank you very much. Everything's in the Lord's time, as you know.
Yes, sir. Thank you for pointing that out. I appreciate it. Someone pointed that out at the retreat. A wonderful woman, Dean, who was there. She has, I believe, three children, and her fiancé has three children. He's in prison for a long period of time, and her faith and her public declaration that she understands these things are on the Lord's schedule was invigorating to many people.
Absolutely. Well, it's definitely a pleasure to chat with the physician of quandaries, and I've got a little slight quandary to drop on you, if that's okay.
Sure.
Okay. I upset a local bureaucrat, a little electrical code enforcer. Anyway, he sent the police on me. And they pulled me over, cited me for three traffic violations while pepper spraying me simultaneously. And then after that, and one of the things that they did with those citations, they revoked my license. And then shortly after that, they went ahead and, coordinated in some manner to go ahead and provide me with three more citations. Anyway, long story short, is I'm looking at three different cases from upsetting a bureaucrat. And I've got some excellent friends. They're always unconstitutional. They're wonderful patriots. And But I came across your information, was up there to Washington, D.C. Pardon me for speaking so fast, but I know you've got a lot of things going on. And someone
well, what, what's the question? What's the question, Dean? It certainly sounds like you've got a pretty, it sounds like you've got a complex mushrooming situation that's probably going to get worse before it gets better.
Exactly. And, you know, I'd like to think the answer is BIC, BIC, BIC. I just simply don't have the tools yet, but I've signed up for the, put the application in, and, you know, there's a two-prong approach. I'm currently using constitutional delay tactics on these guys, but I'd like to go ahead and really whack them with where the source is coming from, which is the source of most suffering in this world. And so anyway, does BIC deal with traffic violations in the, or traffic citations in these sense, or in this sense?
Well, first of all, with all due respect, if you don't know the answer to that particular question, then it's probably premature for you to attend one of these seminars. Because,
well, yeah,
the retreat,
I understand the
retreat,
bonding, the indemnity bonds. Mm-hmm.
Dean, if I may, the in answer to your question, the retreat is, I wish Gaylene were still on the line, it's mm-hmm. It's 5 days, but it's still compressed. There's a lot of information,
mm-hmm.
and it's not
correct.
Designed to take a beginner from no knowledge to
mm-hmm.
being a mentor or to mastering a particular technology.
Mm-hmm.
It really is designed for people who have some commercial remedy sophistication,
mm-hmm.
and although there are beginners there, we really encourage them to study intensely
mm-hmm.
from the time that their application is approved to the time they attend.
Correct.
BIC applies to virtually any commercial scenario that one might encounter. What's the difference between a traffic infraction, a zoning snafu, and a tax bill?
Nothing.
Theoretically, nothing is correct. They're all commercial offers that are being made and can be dealt with commercially, but it may not be painless. And
mm-hmm.
much of it, as I've tried to mention on the program time and time again, so much of one's success depends upon the man or the woman and
yeah,
not upon the, and not upon the technology. As an example, Abraham, who called in at the beginning of this program,
mm-hmm.
did you happen to hear that brief interview?
Yes, I did.
Yeah. Abraham's not going to accept that kind of nonsense. He's going to settle it. He's going to know how to address them, and as you saw, he's going to present it in such a manner that the benefit is to them as well as to him.
Mm-hmm.
But one thing we pointed out at the last Law Merchant Retreat, we had a fellow there who we fondly referred to as Moses. And
okay.
Moses had a complex case I have alluded to a number of times on the air up in Iron County, Michigan,
mm-hmm.
brought by some uncivil relatives of his against him for their imposition on his own land. And, of
mm-hmm.
course, they used all of their political connections and the like to make his life miserable. Well, Moses did most everything right, and he settled things. He went to jail a few times doing it. It wasn't
mm-hmm.
painless, but he settled all matters commercially. He liquidated them using older methods and eventually using 1099 OID methodology. But
mm-hmm.
When he came to me for some discussion, I guided him through a liquidation process
mm-hmm.
through the Department of Treasury. And I made an announcement on the air that I felt within 6 months none of those people would be sitting on the bench or involved as court officers. And 2 weeks later, the you-know-what hit the fan. And
yeah, that was Judge Kurtz.
Yeah, I don't know that we have to repeat him at,
mm-hmm.
at the moment.
Okay.
But many, many things happened in that case. Yeah, I understand that the prosecutor in the case met an untimely passage. I believe it may have been a car accident or something like that. There were all kinds of truly horrific tragedies that occurred to people.
Mm-hmm.
The the court had a three-year-old peaked roof, and during a freak storm, the court building was flooded, their computers flooded, and their records were lost.
Mm-hmm.
The clerk's office was flooded. The one of the relatives who had started the case against him met with some sort of tragedy. I think a relative in the family, very close, either passed or had great illness or there was a cancer diagnosis. And he just went through the litany of things. And it was so clear to everyone listening that the plagues, the Lord had visited plagues upon their house
mm-hmm.
because they had ventured forth to injure one of his children who had settled all matters consistent with the Lord's recommendation to agree with thine enemy quickly.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't painless for Moses,
mm-hmm.
but eventually that judge was no longer on the bench. That whole judicial section was removed. The chief justice was no longer on the bench. The prosecutor was no longer there. The sheriff is no longer there. And on he wiped that county clean. And sometimes it takes a hero like that to come forth. Only you can decide if you're that man, because if they haven't had a dose of commerce, then sometimes they need a bit of educating.
Mm-hmm.
The 1099A method, however, may be a simple case, a simple way to make those traffic cases just disappear. And we went into that much of that tonight.
Mm-hmm.
I suggest that you might want to work with a mentor on something like that prior to the conference. You say you applied to the conference?
Yes, I've applied, and I received a message back from Laura to go ahead and be a little bit more expansive. I was too brief with it.
All right, well, that's not anything that we really have to bore the folks with in Radioland, but
okay.
Hopefully... you'll be, if you are going to attend, hopefully you'll prepare yourself well in advance. Now, one other caution.
Mm-hmm.
the deeper you dig the constitutional hole, I taught constitutional process, but I taught it as an enforcement method for commercial procedures, and that's a big difference.
Mm-hmm.
But if... boy, there's a wonderful old episode of, what is that television program? Law and Order.
Mm-hmm.
Where a bunch of patriots, I remember this clearly from years ago, a bunch of patriots go into the courtroom on some kind of murder beef, and it's a female New York City tough-as-nails judge,
mm-hmm.
and she says, how are you going to plead? And they say, we're not going to plead. What do you mean you're not going to plead? And they mention something about, well, this isn't a United States court, and they point to the flag with the fringe in the background.
Mm, if
that's a military fringe, we consider ourselves prisoners of war. You know, they overplayed mm-hmm. it. This was obviously written by a prosecutor who had encountered some guys like this. And she said, that's all right, $2 million bail or whatever she charged each, and moved right through it and ignored them. The next step would have been for the bailiffs to jump them. It's a
mm-hmm.
lot different doing that than walking into a court and saying to the judge, by what authority you come before me. And just like the clerk was all red-faced and shocked when Abraham said to him, I don't want to
mm-hmm.
injure you, but if you don't correct this right away, I'm going to issue a warrant for the arrest of your bond, and we're going to close this office down. And I'm sure she saw he meant business on his face. There are judges who will look at you when you say that, if you know what that's about,
mm-hmm.
and you know how to enforce that, and you... know who you are, that will be just as fearful as that chief clerk of that county was. So you might want to select carefully how you delay such a thing. You might just ask for an opportunity for an administrative remedy. We're in the middle of trying to arrive at a bargain on this thing, a plea bargain or an administrative remedy on this, and we'll need some time, a couple of weeks, to work out the details.
Mm-hmm.
And or we'll need a month to work out the details. They may not go for a month, but there are certain ways to delay things. Otherwise, it can get pretty nasty in there. I've seen many people go to jail on traffic
mm-hmm.
charges, Dean.
Yep, yep. I totally understand that, and that's how come before I went any further with some friends that have been quite successful working with the constitutionality of the scene and we know what that is. I've listened to it.
Well, if they've been successful and that's where your confidence is, then that's probably what you're going to do. But if it was me and I knew nothing and I needed to buy some time, I would probably just go in there and pass out a bunch of W-9s. And I know people who have done this. I know one fellow who 27 times has walked out of the courtroom without W-9s, but basically simply asking for the 1099 OID. Do you have a 1099 OID, Mr. Prosecutor, on the charges? No. Hey, Judge, do you? No. Does anybody have a claim against me? No. Then my business here is done. Have a nice day.
Exactly.
That simple. Now, that would be a commercial way of terminating this thing quickly. It can be done with W-9s. Passing out W-9s and asking people to fill in their tax ID number. What do you need this for? I need it to file an appropriate record of the taxable transaction. Oh, I'm not giving it to you. Are you refusing to report the taxable transaction? We'll be back in a moment, folks.
Fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Do you want to know right now how you can drive around using water as fuel and laugh at rising gas costs? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has all the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. Gas Freedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses a little electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns beautifully and provides tons of energy, while the end product is just water. Visit GasFreedom.info now to learn more. In just 10 minutes, you will discover exactly how this is possible.
This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know.
Go to gasfreedom.info to learn how very easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. Go to gasfreedom.info for this special offer. Turn any car into a hybrid for $300. Use the passcode RBN and receive $49 off. That's gasfreedom.info or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. 239-628-3708.
Most of mankind's diseases have now been conquered. This medical breakthrough can save your life or the life of a loved one. Please listen. The answer to AIDS, hepatitis A, B, and C, malaria, herpes, TB, most cancers, and many more of mankind's worst diseases has been found. Details of this amazing secret has been freely disclosed in Jim Humble's book, The Miracle Mineral Supplement of the 21st Century, available at miraclemineral.org. Read how, in five countries of Africa, over 75,000 cases of malaria and other diseases were successfully treated with this new mineral supplement. Learn more at miraclemineral.org. It also works with cold, flu, pneumonia, sore throats, warts, mouth sores, and even abscessed teeth. Download part one of this amazing book free at miraclemineral.org. Then, if you're satisfied, purchase part two for only $9.95 or the hard copy for only $19.95. Please enter RBN when prompted on where you heard about miraclemineral.org.
Welcome back, folks. Sorry, I didn't even realize we're in the very final segment. We only have a few minutes to wrap up. But my discussion with Dean was enlightening, and it's consistent with the discussion we held earlier regarding Bob Hurt's email. I just took an old, old copy of a Bible that I have here. This is only the New Testament, and this dates back to... well, thousands of years, but this actual copy dates back to 1840. It's a lovely old book, and I just let it open, and it opened itself to page 309, which is, that wouldn't be Corinthians, I don't think. This is Corinthians, and this is chapter 9, verse 6. My eye just fell on it, and I love the way the Lord works, and it says, "But this I say, he which soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly, and he which soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully." Or another way I've heard it said in modern times is, the universe will give you back whatever you put in, or something to that effect. And that's something that we need to keep in mind in dealing with public officials. I'm looking here at some notes that were sent over to me from the review committee of these applications, and in this case, there's someone who talks about dealing with a vendetta from a public official. And it says, "I was naturally behaving as a master, in parenthesis, child of God, and the servant didn't like it, therefore he sent his dogs on me." I've commented on this before, that it's one thing simply to have the knowledge and the conviction that we are a child of the Lord, and this is how we'll conduct ourselves. But it's quite another thing to actually be able to execute such an attitude in this complex commercial society. And it probably won't work for most people. So if you jump right in with both feet and just toss your hat in the ring and start involving yourself with people, just saying, "Hey, look, I'm outside your jurisdiction and I don't care what you say," or something to that effect, which says you're not going to follow the orders they're giving you, then you are destined for trouble, and someone who genuinely knows what it is to be a sovereign would actually not conduct himself that way, and certainly wouldn't conduct himself by quoting the Constitution, because when you quote the Constitution, all you're really doing is confessing to being a subject of the United States, subject to another branch of law, a so-called law that really wasn't even authorized by the founders. So it really pays to let yourself arrive at the knowledge that the Lord suggests you need to have, and the understanding, as well as the mere foundation that I'm a child of God and I believe in His law and I refuse to pray to false idols. Once you've rounded that out, so being a sovereign is more than a mere conviction, perhaps then you are ready to engage the public official. Until then, you're at grave risk, and that may be the learning method for many people, and I don't say you should or shouldn't do it, but just so that you should be aware of that which you are undertaking. Until next time, next Sunday night at 9 p.m., when we will review the 1099 OID process according to the ZYA method in detail, I'm Dr. Sam Kennedy. Good night, and God bless, and thank you very much for joining me.